to Stripped. My name is Isabel Lord. I am your co-host this beautiful evening, along with Emma Francois. And today we are joined by two lovely partners in crime. Can you please introduce yourselves?
Oh, yes. I am Allie. Do I say my last name?
If you want to.
Kaufman, in case you want to lift me up.
I'm Anna Glore.
And today we are going to be talking about all things relationship-y in fashion. We each have various levels of expertise in this field, with Allie being the most dominant.
I feel directly called Allie.
No, with Allie being the most dominant. Happy 2-year anniversary, Allie.
Thank you. Shout out Donnie if you're listening.
Oh.
Last name.
Come on. Please also look him up.
Okay, so Emma, rumor has it you have some talking points that you'd like to share with the group before we begin.
I'm so glad you remembered, otherwise I was going to butt in. I would just like to say that I think there are two different types of couples dressing. One is the accidental match, in which you are just so synergetic that you accidentally wear the same thing, or coordinating thing. The other is highly planned, almost identical, or not, I suppose. It's like the famous Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears denim on denim on denim.
Ah, yes, the Canadian tux.
And an example of the first one, I would say, is
of the unplanned.
The unplanned, the accidental.
Accidental.
Much more exciting. It's Chrissy Teigen and
John Legend.
Thank you.
Wow, that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we just kind of dive right in and talk about and dissect this? How do you guys feel about planned or unplanned?
How does this make you feel?
Yes, how does this make you feel? Couples matching. Anyone want to start?
I was just talking to my friend on the phone.
Yes.
And asked them about this, and they were saying they've been in a relationship with their partner for like 2, 3 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And they now live together because they graduated or whatever. And they were saying that like their like music style and their like and their fashion style has both like evolved to like be more like synchronized. Is that a word?
Synchronized.
There we go. Friends are four.
Yes, Allie.
I'll just be the like word. She's gonna feed you guys words.
Our dictionary. Which is interesting. I feel like it's natural in some ways. If it's not planned, as Emma was saying, that like you just when you become such a big part of your partner's life, it's like natural to become like more like them in some ways.
Right.
Not always necessarily, but like you spend more time together and you also do similar things often or do things together, and it just like happens.
And you eat the same and you are what you eat.
It's environment. Dominoes.
But no, that's really interesting.
I actually was gonna make that similar point because Johnny and I don't ever actually match clothes, except, like, sometimes we will both wear a light blue shirt, and that's just, like, that's all he owns. And that's like, but I do think that, like, in slight ways our style has changed. Like, he wears, like, khaki shorts and t-shirts mm-hmm. religiously and nothing else, or gym shorts and t-shirts religiously. But, like, he started wearing Vans like a few months into us dating, which was like a big step for him. He only wears Nike sneakers, and he's also really into jackets, and so like now I own cooler jackets because I'll like
jackets.
When I'm shopping I think of him, I'm like, oh, Johnny would think this jacket is cool, and like then I buy it. And so I think that my style has matched to more, you know,
yeah,
to be a little bit more similar to his tastes, and his have evolved a tiny bit. My taste.
just a wee bit. I totally identify that. Like, my most recent relationship, I was attracted to the guy when I saw his coat. Like, it was a total... I was like, dang! Like, he's cool! It was totally coat-based. And now, like, also when I go shopping, like, I totally think it's, like, it's not mutually exclusive anymore. Yeah. It's not like I'm just, which is kind of annoying, you know? Like, I kind of feel like this is another point that I'd like to ask you guys, is, like, do you feel like it affects your individuality? You know, like, once you start dressing kind of in conjunction with someone else, whether or not it's subconscious, you know, how do you feel like that affects you standing alone as a person?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because if you look at, like, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, I feel like their styles are, like, so complementary, and you, like, also see how much her style has changed dramatically over the years. And there's, like, those hilarious BuzzFeed articles about, like, her and flare jeans, and, like, like, low flare jeans and, like, very bad belly, like, shirts. But now she has, like, a really good style, and people think it's because of Kanye, and yeah. I think that affects, like, how she must dress.
Yeah. No. I feel like not to move too far ahead, because I'd like to return to the point of individuality, but it's also, like, to a large degree, Kanye West is dressing Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You know, like, he is kind of her stylist, and so that's another thing to think about, because when you're in a relationship, like, you oftentimes could find yourself, you know, like, giving the other person clothing, like, for their birthday or something, just as, like, a gift to give them. But in some degree, if you're not outwardly styling them, you are, like, inspiring or, like, influencing their style choice. So, yeah, what?
It was a beautiful monologue.
Popcorn to the other side of the table.
Do you have any points maybe you want to draw from personal experience?
I mean, like, when it comes to individuality, I don't think, like, the people I've dated, I don't think their style necessarily affected me, because they didn't really have style. So, like,
what do you mean by that? Wait, what does that mean? Let's unpack
right
that.
You're in a beautifully paired long yellow cardigan and...
yellow dress.
And yellow water bottle.
Matching socks, I might add.
No, but I'm saying the guys I dated didn't have style.
Oh, they didn't have style.
I guess I didn't communicate that well. I think I have style. I don't know. That's a great question. But I was going to say, actually, I feel like part of it is just, like more recently, I feel like I've just been spending all of my time with my friends. And, like, I think also, even, like, my roommates have, like, affected my style. Like, I think my style freshman year was very... When I came here to school, I think it was very different, and, like living with someone and, like, living with people and, like, seeing their closet and, like, helping each other dress, like, I feel like that, like, made me, like, evolve in some way with my style, not necessarily losing my individuality, but also becoming more aware of, like, what I liked, too, and, like, also the people you like affect, like, your idea of what you like as well. That doesn't make sense. But, like, if you like someone and you like spending time with them and you like similar things, it makes sense that, like, your style evolves with them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's true, a good point of roommates and friends, because couples fashion, I feel like, also extends into friendships. Like, my roommate, MJ, and I have very similar style. We only wear black and gray, and so we shop at all the same places and naturally have identical closets. Like, we didn't plan it, and we don't buy clothes together, but we just own the same articles of clothing, and we'll walk out of our rooms on opposite ends of the hallway, and we will be wearing the same exact outfit, and, like, one of us has to go change. We match all the time.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's definitely an environment. It could be, like, such an environmental thing, is just living, like Anna was saying, like, living in such close proximity to someone, you're always, like, constantly kind of subjected to this influence, you know, someone else's sphere of influence. Like, right now, Emma is sitting across from me in a bright neon pink raincoat, and I'm thinking, gee, I would like one of those.
Beautifully matches your neon pink skirt.
Oh my gosh, wow. Didn't even think about that.
Every time I move, it crinkles. I'm not to move, and it's stressful.
We're just rustling a lot of papers is what's going on. We're just very literary.
No, but I was remembering a time recently. Sadly, Allie doesn't live with us anymore, but Isabel and Anna and I lived together, and we were going out into the city. I would just like to say that I got dressed first. Isabel was talking about a skirt, so I thought I would wear a skirt, and I was wearing a gold velvet, like, pleated A-line skirt.
Beautiful
it's
skirt.
It's important that you know that, and, like, a white tank, and then, sure enough, Isabel and Anna both came out with very similar outfits.
Similar sunset tones.
They were warm colors. With a white shirt.
Did not feel right about it.
I felt great.
I felt awesome. Sorry.
Emma did not feel right about it.
My statements only.
Yeah. Down the steps of Lao, and one of you two, if not both, said, "Is this too much?" Question.
Oh, that's that, yeah, that was me. Because I felt people were looking at us. We looked like a posse.
Okay, so individuality, calling it out.
I don't think it's a problem. If we all are happy with our outfits, what, like, why is it a concern?
No, I'm not saying it's a concern, but, like, do you feel like if you're part of, like, a posse, you know, like, you're walking together, like, through the day as a group, not only in, like, shape and formation, but in, like, outfit. You know, like, do you feel like...
Or Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls. Wow. Great example.
Exact same clothes, but different shades of
different
pastel.
Millennia. I will say something. When I'm a person walking down a street and I see a couple matching, my immediate response is the same response when I see, like, a new couple getting too excited about their baby. Like, it's disgusting. Like, upset. And, like, a sick feeling in my stomach. And I just wanted to, you know, play devil's advocate here. Lay that on the table. I don't want to be judged personally.
This is a safe space.
Is it?
But...
Brave space. It's a brave space.
I think couples fashion or, like, exact matching or even just, like, slight matching can be weird. Yeah. It looks like you're one person, and couples that are together all the time and doing things together all the time are not really...
Right.
Like, no one really looks upon those couples as, like, healthy relationships, right? Like, there's an example. Someone was just talking to me about this the other day. Like, oh, this couple is so weird. And I was like, why? Like, oh, well, for example, for Easter, they were together at the girl's house, and she made the guy wear a lily Pulitzer tie that perfectly matched her dress.
Oh,
and, like,
wow.
Everyone was like, ew, that's so gross. And, like, I think there's reason why that's gross. Like,
but why is it gross, though?
I know, and it's like, I don't want to think that jealousy plays into it, because, like, I don't think it does, but I can't come up with a word.
But I think when you're in a relationship...
Yeah. When you're in, like, you currently being in a relationship...
Yeah, when you're in a relationship, especially for, like, a long time and you spend a lot of time with that person, there's always this worry that you're not being your own person. Mm. And, like, I think when you see a couple that is wearing the same things, you're like, did you really make that decision yourself today to wake up and put on the same outfit as your partner? And chances are no. Like, one partner had... the say in that, I think, or maybe that's just what's assumed. Like, that's why that's wrong with the couple wearing matching lily Pulitzer, because, like, she said he had to wear the tie.
Right.
So maybe it's like you see that couple and it's, like, scary because you could see how they got there, and, like, you could see how you might want that, but also you don't want to lose your individuality. And so it's scary.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, your worst fear. Because I know for me, like, yeah, that would be, like, the worst fear.
Yeah, is losing your individuality through the...
Like, having something like your personal style affected at all.
How would you feel if, like, you were completely sure that your personal style wasn't being affected, but the person you were with was being affected by your personal style, subconsciously, or...
That's amazing. So, something like that.
No. But I think...
yeah, go ahead.
I think it definitely, like, obviously in that Lily Pulitzer situation, it's not okay that she coerced him into doing that, and that, like, he was not, like, acting upon his own volition in that situation. But I think sometimes with, like, in certain relationships, like, it can make a person happy to, like, wear something that makes them think of, like, their partner, or, like, mm-hmm. like, makes you have, like, a sense of, like, cohesion, or, like, makes you feel like you're connected in some way. And I know, like, for instance, my mom dated this guy who worked for, like, a fashion company, and she liked wearing the clothes from his brand because, like, it just made her think of him,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so, like, her style did change in some way because it was, like, a certain look, but, like, it just made her happy in that moment. Or, like, if it was something he gave her as well.
Right.
That's something, because I feel like couples give each other stuff.
Right.
And then you're, like, you might feel obligated to wear it, to, like, act like you like it, but you also might just really like it.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, also, I think we glorify power couples.
Mm-hmm.
We always think of these, like, icons of, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z, or just, like, I don't know.
Gigi and Zayn.
Or, like, oh, look at the president of the corp is dating the CEO of...
Right. Baldwin and like,
yeah, sure. Those are also power couples, but in that sense, like, they must match, or I don't know.
Right.
Like, maybe matching is a way to symbolize a power couple.
It's not necessarily. I feel like because also, you know, on one hand, you're losing your individuality, or arguably losing your individuality. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of the mentality behind being in a relationship is, you know, we're a team now. Like, we're a group. And,
yeah.
like, you know, it's us against the world and stuff like that. And so it's, you know, kind of, it's symbolic in both aspects. Like, you're symbolizing yourself as, like, with this person. And, like, you know, you are together. And
I think, like, this is really interesting in thinking about, like, political couples, for example. Because I've thought most about celebrity couples. It's fun, and in doing the research, it was fun. But in thinking of political couples, whether, you know, like, one spouse is, like, running for office or something,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, real power to the thought, especially in a country like ours, where we really value people who, or, like, in our representatives, kind of typical, classic, solid, like,
yeah.
I'm using all these words in quotations, relationships in a way to prove that you do follow this kind of, like, conventional
right.
order is, you know, very, like, conscious couple dressing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I was gonna bring up, there was this crazy photo of the Trumps on the front page of the New York Times the other day. Like, he was wearing a suit. She was wearing, like, a black, very shaped...
She being Melania?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really striking, and I couldn't figure out why. It was just their backs.
So was she wearing a dress or another suit?
I don't know if it was, like, a dress or suit.
Okay.
Very much, like, flared out.
Uh-huh.
When I picture it in my head, I picture, like, the horns of Angelina Jolie and Maleficent. It's kind of structural, like, kind of wild.
Yeah.
And it was just very powerful. There's something very powerful about that.
It's like a grouping thing,
yeah.
you know, because, like you're saying, like, we value, like, the typical and with that, like, the stable, you know, and it's kind of like we're together as one and, like, we are a stable relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But another, to, like, jump backwards a bit to another point. No, to something that Anna mentioned was, you know, with her mom getting gifts from this guy, like, you know, it was his clothing and stuff like that. Like, that's super cool. But how do you feel about either, you know, like, gifting a significant other clothing and, you know, thus in a sense dressing them, or, like, outwardly dressing them because you feel like they have no sense of style and that's important to you. How do you feel about the, like, ethics of that?
I think gifting clothes is perfectly okay. Right? I don't know. If it's ugly, then I guess.
But who's to say if it's ugly?
Like, gift you something that you don't like, then it turns into more of a do I tell them or do I not
right.
tell them. But, like, Johnny, for example, very much wants a white hoodie. Like, those are in, I guess, in the world of, like, men's streetwear. So he really wants a white hoodie, and so, like, if I were getting him a gift, I would get him a white hoodie. That makes sense. That's what he wants, and that's
clothing that he wants. It's expressed.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wouldn't just, like, buy him, like, a cardigan that I liked that I knew that he wouldn't wear.
Right.
So I think buying within, you have to be, like, aware of your partner's style.
Right.
The funny thing is, I think most couples give each other gifts that they want, not that the other person wants. Like, yeah. I think most couples, when they give each other a sweater, it would be because, like, I want you to look like this, not because they suggested anything about it. So I think that the idea that I think Ali and Isabel were both talking about is kind of, like, new.
Yeah.
A little innovative.
That's what we do here at Stripped.
But, like, I know, like, for, especially, like, Isabel and Anna, like, I would probably never give you a gift of clothing.
Unless it were glitter.
Unless it were bizarre.
You gave me a hat once that matched the sweater because you knew that it matched and that I wanted it.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, but that's because she knew it.
I wouldn't have known that. Okay. I wouldn't have been able to do that.
I appreciate the creds. I do.
Intimate friendships and couples can buy each other gifts.
But within, but like what, like Anna's point was like you buying Johnny a white sweatshirt. Like it's kind of with intuition, you know, it's not completely self-serving. Right. You know, like Emma didn't buy Anna the hat because she's like, gee, I wish Anna wore more hats like this.
A skirt from China that I love and I do wear all the time. So I think I should retract.
Well, but like, yeah, sometimes I see things and it like reminds me of a friend or a person and I feel like they would like it, so I want to get it for them. If that makes sense. But like, it would also make me happy to see them in it, I guess. So it can be self-serving in some ways too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense because it's like, kind of, you know, just drawing from your kind of memory and, like, I don't know, the person's aura and, like, knowing them as a person. Mm-hmm. But then you also walk the tightrope of, like Ali said, like, well, they actually like this, you know? And so, but that's something that you have with gift giving in general, you know, like you could say that like about giving someone a book, like, gee, I really wish you read more often, or like, I really think you would enjoy this book, you know,
like a gym membership.
I have, I have one more thought that popped into my head. Sure. That's like this. Okay. I'd love to dissect, guys giving girls sweatshirts. Or, like, shirts. Like articles of like their clothing. Own. Of their own. Oh. Like when you're in, like, a new, like, when you're...
Funny story. Isabel has this sweatshirt from her ex. And she's had it for years. And over the summer, she was thinking about giving it away. But then, literally this weekend, we went to a store and found the exact same sweatshirt. And it was being sold for, like, $1,500.
Is it the Supreme one?
Yeah.
But he just, like, gave it to her.
That wasn't what I was thinking about. You can sell it. But I would like...
I'm team you should resell
it. I still have
the
sweatshirt. No one robbed me.
Did you take it?
I take the money.
No, did you take the sweatshirt or was it gifted to you?
Oh, it was gifted to me. It's a polka dotted material, and he had worn it to a bar, and someone had been like, hey, polka dot, and then he got insecure and gave it to me.
Oh, man.
So.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
That was a donation.
So that was the donation. I didn't know what it was. It was a hand-me-down. Not wanted anymore. But I'm sorry, we've had a slight wardrobe malfunction on the set of Stripped. Anna's dress has become undone. No one shop at Urban Outfitters. Okay, but as we recover, Allie, what do you think?
So, I actually have one of Johnny's sweatshirts. Sorry, that's gross. But Johnny is like a wait, very... Wait,
why is that gross?
I don't know if this is, like, a looked-upon thing.
No, I have no opinion on this.
Okay.
So, like, everything is gross.
He has a very distinct style of wearing, like, retro sweatshirts. So he's a really big fan of Orlando Magic, and they have tons of retro clothes from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a ton of sweatshirts, and they're really cool, and he wears them all the time. It's, like, what I think of when I think of Johnny.
Aww.
And he has one that's really... That was way too small for him, and so he let me have it. So that was that.
At what phase in your relationship were you?
I think probably like at least a year in.
Okay, so
I would have never
term.
Asked for it before because he's so attached to them.
Aww. Emma?
Hi. I was remembering a time near December after you and Johnny were still newly together in which you guys went to H&M. Bought a jacket together.
Like two? Or just one to share?
No, it was a new winter coat for Johnny.
Aww.
Yes.
Okay. So you just went shopping together.
Sometimes in two-year relationships, you do, from time to time, find yourself shopping for clothes.
Like the first time that you bought clothes together.
He is very into jackets, so... Mm-hmm. Like, we go shopping for jackets a lot. When we were abroad, like, his big thing was he really wanted a Burberry coat.
Mm.
And so we went, like, thrift store to thrift store in every city we were in to try to find one. We did not find one.
Oh.
like, that, like, fit him and was a reasonable price. So.
Yeah. How do you feel, like, being the girlfriend, kind of? Like, are you, is it, do you feel like it's, he wants your opinion on it? I don't want to, like, break apart your relationship as
I think he does like my... I mean, I like his opinion on what I wear.
Right.
When I lived with him over the summer, actually, and so I was living with six guys. And every morning I had to get dressed for work, and I was like, I don't have a girl here to make sure my outfit is okay.
Mm.
So I had to start relying very heavily on Johnny's opinion to, like, at, like, 7:30 in the morning, we're, like, both half asleep, like, does this outfit match? And, like, does this look good? So he's actually gotten pretty good at it. Like, I trust his opinion a lot and whatever.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that strengthens your relationship?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Aww.
2 years and strong.
Yeah. Aww. That's so sweet. Okay, so not to, like, crash that statement, but what are then the ethics of, say, you're a person like me who has an ex-boyfriend sweatshirt from... I have sweatshirts from my high school ex, you know? Like, I have, like, old shit stuff.
Well, they don't, like... It's not like they go here. It's not like it's someone that you're gonna see and they're gonna know that you're wearing your clothes. If someone gave you, like, a very expensive sweatshirt... I say, by all means, you wear it. He's not going to see.
It's like, even though it's, like, goes from being, like, something from someone to something from an ex, like, it still, like, is attached to, like, emotions and memories or not.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I think it's fine.
But if,
what,
like,
I think is interesting is when you are wearing something and your partner... tells you not to wear that.
I have been in that position.
And I have been in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And it's really a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Especially when you know and they know that, like, clothing and style is very important to you and a very important part of how you express yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if someone, your significant other told you not to wear something because it belonged to an ex?
Interesting. Well, that's the $1 million question.
I think it would just depend on, like, your relationship. I mean, if it was, like, a very serious ex.
Right.
And they had given you, like, a very meaningful, like, say they were on a football team, and then you're, like, wearing their jacket or their sweatshirt from their football. Like, that's kind of weird.
That's, like, an identifier.
Like, within the right of the significant other to say, like, this makes me uncomfortable. Like, you should never tell someone that you're in a relationship with, like, you can't do this. but to express that something makes you uncomfortable and then, like, leave it up to the person to adjust accordingly, I think that's fair.
Yeah, because, like, what I feel like, you bringing up the jersey kind of made me think of this because, you know, the explicit problem with wearing the jersey is because it identifies you with that other person. Yeah. And then, like, that brings it back to the whole, like, grouping and, like, we are kind of a collective psychology. And then, you know, that's kind of, you know, where I was thinking with the whole giving of the sweatshirt is it's kind of, to me, it's, I don't think it's ever, I mean, probably has been meant to be kind of possessive, but I think it could be, you know, like, this is, like, my sweatshirt, and you are, by you wearing it, you are thus identified, like, with me.
Right.
You know?
I see that. When I wear Johnny's, like, Orlando Magic sweatshirt, I get tons of comments all the time from guys, and they're like, oh, like, are you a Magic fan? Like, I'm a Magic fan. I'm like, right. No, like, this is my boyfriend's sweatshirt, and so
right.
Every time I get a comment, I have to say, this is my boyfriend. If we broke up, it'd be super weird if I wore that sweatshirt around when everyone knows, like, it is Johnny's. Right. It is so clearly Johnny's.
But, like, is it yours now?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Do you feel like it's yours?
Yeah. It's in my drawer.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's interesting, the question, Isabel, you asked, I think it was the last question you asked, about is it, like, problematic when you're wearing something from an ex and then, like, your SO, I see my lingo, like, isn't comfortable with it? Because we do have this, like, we have kind of, like, hypersexualized, like, this idea of, like, a woman wearing, like, a man's clothing. Like, we have the idea of, like, a woman, like, throwing on a man's work shirt, like, morning after.
Yeah. Right.
Like, a men's jacket when she's cold. Or right. A fireman jacket at the football game.
Right. That's very so significant.
I think that, you know, we're just really getting at, like, just how loaded the clothing we wear is. And, like, how storied things are.
Yeah. I have things for my ex that I don't, like, I still have, I don't want to get rid of, because they, like, remind me of a good time, but I also wouldn't wear now, or haven't worn, at least, because it doesn't feel like me anymore, and I don't want to be associated, like, with that necessarily.
Right.
Interesting. Clothing just that I wore, or, like, I remember comment, and it sucks, because, like, that was an integral part of my wardrobe, but it's, like, I putting it on isn't the same anymore because I can't put it on and just think of, like, me.
Right.
Or it as clothing or, like, why I like it. Now I have this, like, stupid
emotional
story attached to it.
Right.
So really, you guys, we don't have that much control. What we're doing.
Yeah, but I agree. I feel like what you were saying, like, I feel like this discussion has kind of just highlighted how clothing can be so, like, emotionally attached, or how we can be emotionally attached to clothing, how it can affect us emotionally, and then also, like, others' perceptions of us. Yeah, you know?
And it can be so a part of, like, a relationship. Clothing can be so integral in a relationship. Like, my mom, on the first day with my dad, wore this, like, little red dress with white polka dots, and she still has it.
Aww.
And it perfectly fits my little sister, and so she, like, put it on recently, and it was, like, super weird for my mom that, like, now my sister's, like, that size, and also, like, I think my dad always jokes, like, oh, and you're wearing that blue polka dot dress, even though it was so clearly red, and we still have it. So it's, like, a big part of the relationship, their first date,
aww,
with this dress.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we like to ask the hard-hitting questions on the trip, you guys.
Does anyone have any final points?
I would just like to say that the most positive time that I ever saw a couple's dressing, and I don't know if they're for sure a couple, I hope not, because I have a little crush of my own, a photo of Tom Holland and Zendaya. And Zendaya, okay, if you're
they are
familiar,
a couple.
We don't know that for sure, okay?
There's still speculation.
This is my moment, if you can just put that aside and fix your wardrobe.
I've given up.
They were in Spider-Man Homecoming together, okay. And there was a photo of them, and Zendaya was wearing, like, the Target Spider-Man shirt. That's really cute. Like, that is the, like, does not make my stomach turn at all. Like, that's sweet, because it's so, like, supportive.
but of the movie that they're jointly in.
Yeah. And also, like, when Tom Holland wore the I Heart TS shirt, equally supportive.
Wow.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah, when he was dating Taylor Swift. At her
That was Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston. Allie. Oh, I'm so sorry. Those are different Toms, aren't they?
Loki and Spider-Man are very two different superheroes.
They do interviews together, though, because Tom Holland can't keep his mouth shut. Not that I think we'd be good together, just because...
I can't.
All right, and so on this note... Individuality.
I own that shirt now, and I love it.
All right, well...
But you see, I also got you a Spider-Man shirt once because it made me think of you. Because as we can all see, Emma loves Spider-Man.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at @voicemen_gu. And you can find us at georgetownvoice.com and subscribe to iTunes, the Voice Podcast Network, and Ben Sound for the music.
Thank you to our guests. All of your
lovely
inputs.
Individual, you guys.
Boom.
Yeah.